Welcome to Man Made, a podcast hosted by me, Pete Wicks, where we're going to find out what it takes to be a man. To mark Mental Health Awareness Week, we're releasing some mini episodes featuring some of the guests we've got coming up on the pod, specifically talking about men's mental health. The full episodes will be available wherever you watch and listen very soon, but for now, I hope you can take something from this. For today's mini pod, here's Dave Berry.
I'm a very proud man. I'm proud of my work. I'm proud of my work ethic. I'm proud of what I've achieved in life. I'm proud of my family and my circle of friends and all those things. But if I feel that I need help, and that can literally be from like saying to producer Ellie, how do I post this reel?
I always need help with that as well. Yeah. I'm with you on that one.
I'm struggling a little bit at the moment. Yeah. I've never been afraid to do that. And if you feel confident in yourself that like, hang on, this is a bit tough. And as I say, if it's something as silly as social media or something as serious as something that's happening at home, go and ask for help.
Do you think we're creating a society that makes it easier for men to ask for help? Because when I was growing up, I think that is probably the last thing I ever would have done. You know, the way I was brought up and kind of the role models that I had as men, I just needed to get on with it and do it myself and figure it out myself. Yeah. The last thing I would have wanted to do is actually ask for help. I'm 37 now, so we're going back 25 years, from the age of 12 to kind of 17, and that period where you go from kind of boy to younger man, I think is a really formative stage of your life. And I think during that stage, my viewpoint is that I have to do this myself. I'll figure it out myself. I don't want to ask any help from me. And I'm still guilty of that, of being reluctant to ask people for help. Mm-hmm. Do you think we're creating a society now that is making it easier for men to ask for help? Because I think that's quite a common thing, that people didn't like to ask for help.
No, I think you're absolutely right. And I think that is why there's been such a huge onus on getting men to ask for help and to talk to one another.
Have you always been able to do that? Or have you kind of changed your thinking as you've got older?
My thinking has changed. I think that's another good quality for any person to have, is to be able to adapt to what's going on around you. But it's been really interesting for me, and I'm really grateful to have been part of it for some people. But through the breakfast show, when people have reached out, or they've shared that they've been having a tough time and that the show has helped them in the mornings or whatever it may be, it's kind of two-pronged for me, that, because I want to be there for them, and I'm so pleased that they reached out, and, you know, what a brave thing to do, and I love that. But the other thing is where I'm so lucky, and it's almost like a comfort blanket to it all, is that it seems not alien to me, but I've just always been very open with people, and I've got a great small but perfect circle of friends, where we are always male friends as well, you know, as well as female friends, but male friends who share with one another and talk about things. And we've always been very open. And to go back to, you know, that time in your life, you're talking about standing on your own two feet. There is, of course, an element of that. I mean, you don't just go running around asking for help all of the time. It, you know, also, I'm not sure that's beneficial to anybody. Eventually, you're going to have to
help
do it on
me,
your
help
own.
Me, yeah.
You're going to have to do it on your own. You know, like, for example, I think a man should be able to turn up to his own podcast on time. That kind of thing. I think someone should just be able to do that simple thing. Like, you got up, maybe you booked your taxi too late.
Yeah.
But, you know, you've got to manage that yourself. It's, you know, you can't really ask me, Dave, please help me. I don't know how to book a taxi early enough to make it all the way to Central London.
Dave, I'm going to be honest with you. I was half an hour late to this podcast. I'm just going to put that out there. And as I was reading through the brief, one thing I didn't know about Dave is that he's got a real thing for punctuality. So as you can imagine, the car journey, the later it got, the more anxious I was getting. But that is on me,
What I love, no, and you apologise, it's absolutely fine, I promise you. What was lovely, while I was waiting for Pete, I said, oh, the set's nice for this. And I said, oh yeah, Pete picked out the colour for the walls. I said, wow, he found the time to pick out the colour for the walls of his own set, but he can't bother to turn up for his guests.
Yes. Well, at one point, we were going to do it via Zoom. But here we are.
To go back to what you're saying, obviously people need to stand on their own two feet. They need to do things on their own. That's part of the adventure of life. That's the journey of life. But you also can't be scared to ask for help. And I've just been very fortunate that I have just a close-knit group of friends, and I have a good relationship with my family. But I'm not too proud to ask someone, you know, for help if I need it.
Thank you so much for listening. If you want to find mental health support where you live or talk about your feelings, visit the Hub for Hope, www.hubforhope.co.uk, where you can find links to services across the UK.